36.
And I'm Bonnie, and I'm 6.
Pema, almost 60.
Well, that could be 39, 49, 59, 58, 57. If I had to guess, how many of you people out there remember your parents' birthdays to the exact month and day? Bonnie, how old are, wait, you know how old I am, because I say it every
36.
Podcast. Mm-hmm. I think Pamela's, I would say 58 or 59.
59, and I suppose I have about 3 more months of being 59.
I know your birthday.
Yeah.
You just don't know the year. Yeah.
I was born in July, like Bonnie.
You just say, I'm Pamela, and I'm...
Let me do it correctly.
She already did. Well, she said almost. Okay, let's try it again.
I'm Pamela, and I'm 59.
This is our interview episode for Pamela, Bonnie's grandma, because we already did the Mimi episode a few episodes ago.
This was supposed to be the 100th podcast, but...
We kept getting sidetracked with stuff.
And I didn't want my face smashed in the cake.
Yeah, I smashed my face and I got cake boogers.
We're going to make this another interview podcast, so we don't have any questions lined up at all.
I have a question.
This is all off the noggin. Okay. Bonnie, go ahead.
Okay, first question. Okay, so I'm going to ask her a question, then you are, okay?
Okay, we can take turns.
Okay, do you remember how Grandma, or not Grandma, Mimi fell off of a motorcycle?
Yes, I think it was probably around 78 or 79, and her and John Carlson were riding a Harley.
Hold on. John Carlson was Mimi's boyfriend at the time. Go ahead.
Okay, so they were taking an evening ride around Overholser Lake, and a car driver ran into...
Wait. What is that place?
Overholser Lake. Yes, and it was at nighttime.
It's a lake in Oklahoma City.
So I don't know if he was a drunk driver because he took off, but I remember going to the hospital, and Mimi didn't have a kneecap after that accident.
That was the worst that happened, and that's all that I ever knew that happened, but I can't imagine that Mimi didn't escape that without massive road rash and other things.
It was pretty much, I think the bumper hit her knee. Like it would have been the left side of the motorcycle where the sides of the roads, and this car got over on the motorcycle side and hit her knee.
So as long as I knew Mimi, she had no kneecap in one of her knees, and it was a divot where you would think a kneecap should be. It was indented in her knee. And her knee somehow operated normally. I guess we don't need kneecaps like we don't need appendixes.
The doctors told her that she wouldn't be able to use her knee, but she said she would prove them wrong. Do you have another question?
My dad.
Your son has a question. I don't know if you know this one. This is actually the one question that I had written down on my notepad file on the computer titled Questions for Pamela. And I hadn't got further than this, but tell us about the snake you found in the toilet.
Okay, so it was...
A literal snake.
Yes.
Not the brown type.
Gosh. Well, the little rent house we lived in had an addition off the back that was the bathroom, and it just had a plywood floor, and it was kind of rickety. There was a veterinarian office right across the road, so there were, you know, animals and flies, and it wasn't the greatest place to live. But one day, your daddy was just a baby, and he was in his crib asleep, and I was walking to the toilet, and probably doing more than one thing at a time. So as I was dropping my pants and going to sit, I just happened to glance And there was a snake coiled up in the water in the toilet, and his head was sticking up above the toilet, and he was watching me. And I ran into the other room and got your dad and got him in the car seat.
No, my dad. No, wait.
No, I got you. You were a baby.
Oh, okay.
Put you in the car seat, and we had to go to Mimi's house. And when I got back, the snake was gone.
I think you added, your memory added the part that it was cobraing with its head up,
no,
looking
I mean,
at you.
It was definitely sticking up above the toilet seat. His whole body was curled down in the water, but somehow.
But it was surely a reptilian live animal and not, I mean, it's easily confused.
If that, I remember right. Poop. It hissed at me.
It's been a long time. It's been 35 years if I was an infant.
Yeah, no, I didn't imagine any of it.
I've never heard of such a thing, and I've always wondered if it came up through the sewer or if it came above ground and sensed water and climbed up over the bowl.
I think it just went for a swim.
There's no way it could have came from the septic tank.
No.
Yeah.
How'd you know that? Who told you that?
Pamela's told me that story forever. That's why it was the first thing I wrote down on the questions list.
Oh. Okay, next question.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
I mean, what do you think about asking people that are much older than me? And you asked me questions about when I was young. The other day, you asked me if life was really in black and white when I was young. And
life
I explained
really
that was
in black and white when you
no, you know the answer to this. It was just pictures and life people did see in color, but something along those lines. What was your favorite blank?
What was your favorite color?
My favorite color as an adult has been green, maybe olive tones, but I don't remember a child. When I was younger, we didn't have Shopkins or favorite colors. I don't remember having fancy clothes and stuff.
No favorite toy?
I'm sure there was.
Barbies?
I never had a Barbie.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Is that not a shame? But I did have a Monster Factory where you get a little plastic square cube and put it inside the Monster Factory, and it heated up and unfolded, and you'd get it out, and it'd be some kind of gross monster.
Shout out to all our baby boomer listeners who know what a Monster Factory is.
I can't remember the real name of it, but that's what I remember requesting one Christmas. It's probably my fault I didn't get Barbies. I kind of went with, well.
That's not a shame for me because I don't like Barbies anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember getting fireworks for my birthday all the time because I was born July 1st.
That is such a cop-out.
Wait, remember that little 3-year-old from the birthday party today, Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday was July 2nd.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet she gets firecrackers, too.
No.
She's only 3, but she might get poppers. What was your first car?
I had a 68 Volkswagen Beetle. It was kind of off-white. They were strange little cars. You opened little levers on the side of your floor to let the heater in. I had a speaker, like a home stereo speaker, in my back seat. It took up my whole back seat, and it was wired to my little 8-track tape player up front.
And when you had that thing, what first job did you drive it to?
During the time I had the Volkswagen, now I did work one day at a tortilla factory, but Then I started working for an 8-track manufacturing company. And I ran errands. And
tell Bonnie what 8-tracks are.
Okay. So you have CDs to play your music from?
MP3s.
MP3.
I mean, you too.
I almost said cassettes, but no. So back...
You know what a tape is? That thing on our Valentine's video? It's a cassette tape on our Valentine's video. We popped it in and hit play. That thing. She knows what a tape is.
But before cassettes, there were 8-tracks. And they were about 4 inches wide and 6 inches long. And you have your music from there. And I worked in the factory some. But it was a bootleg. Music company, they had different bands play, say, Jethro Tull's music, but they'd sell them in truck stops. And do you know who Jethro Tull
was? I would love to hear this. And no, she does not know who Jethro Tull is. She doesn't know what flute rock is.
I don't know if I do either. Flute rock.
Jethro Tull played the flute.
Oh, yeah, flute rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or am I thinking of Air Supply, or are there two different 70s flute rock bands?
Tull would have to be the master of flute rock. Can I tell you about my very first vehicle, though?
Yeah.
It was not the Volkswagen. I was 14 years old, and my dad bought me a Suzuki 50. So it's a little bitty engine, but... The motorcycle had lights and signals and mirrors so I could get on the roads. And I went and got my motorcycle license. And 23rd Street at that time was only 2 lanes. It was a skinny road.
This road out here, the main road we take to Walmart.
It's 4 lanes now. But
street changed a lot.
Yes, it did. But... And I'd ride it on the road, and then I'd get home, and I'd ride it down the railroad track and meet all the other kids with motorcycles. And sometimes we would do very daring and dangerous and stupid things, but...
Do you want a motorcycle when you're a little bit older? No? You can still get a motorcycle license when you're 14, I believe, and you can ride on the road.
No!
I could be wrong about 14. I think it's right.
It would be ridiculous to have that happen these days, I think. But
I think so, too. I wouldn't even want Bonnie walking down the street without me.
Mm-mm.
Do you have a question?
No. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think this is going to be the last question.
Oh, are you getting bored?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go get a pot pie.
Pot pie.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Pamela's about to take Bonnie to KFC to get a pot pie. I guess that's the thing they do. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I was going to ask you this. What's your favorite game?
You know, when I was a younger woman, I enjoyed backgammon. I don't play a lot of games.
And not just a board game, like a card game or anything. Any, like, game inside or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, any... Skip-Bo. Skip-Bo's good.
What is Skip-Bo?
It's kind of like Uno, but a little added extra. Do you ever play Uno?
Yeah, I have Uno.
That's one of our favorite games.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite game.
So Skip Bo's.
It's on this very table.
Yes. Skip Bo's aversion.
Pamela actually goes and plays with other old ladies. She plays this game called, what's it called?
Pekino.
I have no idea what that is. I thought it was a Price is Right game, but I'm thinking of Plinko.
I think I would like Soggy Doggy. That
Soggy Doggy.
Yeah,
Soggy yeah
Doggy
that's a newer game. That Pamela wouldn't like, probably. That's and you play in the bathtub, and you. I saw it in the Walmart games aisle. But what is Pinko? Pachinko?
Pekino. So it's bingo numbers are called.
Old person again.
And everybody brings a gift, and your first hands are played out, and the winner takes a gift. And then in the second part of the game, after you've ate snacks. Then you go back and it's a...
And change your depends.
Yes, and I'm not going to tell you what we really do. We're some awesome grannies. So I forgot. Oh, the second half of the game is more like Dirty Santa, where you're stealing the gifts from other people. And it gets pretty intense sometimes.
You assume that she knows what Dirty Santa is. She's completely confused throughout this whole thing.
There's a mean Santa on that show with the leg lamp.
That's Bad Santa.
Oh, no, that's not Bad Santa. I like that movie, but she's talking about...
With the leg lamp, with the leg and the lamp. Yeah. That was a mean Santa.
Yeah. I remember the leg lamp.
Is there anything else you want to ask Pamela?
I'd like to tell you about my, because your friend, your neighbor friend was over when I got here.
Kaya.
Kaya. I'll tell you about my friends when I grew up on Dixon Road. My name, Pamela, kind of dates me. It means that I had to have been born in the late 50s because it's not a common name.
I went to school with one Pamela, and I don't think Bonnie goes to school with any Pamelas whatsoever.
Do you know any Pamelas?
Only you.
That's right. But on Dixon Road, which is just about a block long, a dead-end road, my friends were Pamela, Elizabeth.
You told me all of the Pamelas.
Yes.
But we haven't told the podcast all the Pamelas. I'm sure they're itching to hear this.
Yes. It's like almost impossible, the statistics here. But on this little dead-end road, Pamela, Elizabeth. I'm Pamela Jean. There was Pamela Renee and Pamela Sue.
I think Pamela is kind of a cool comeback name, maybe. Maybe your daughter could be named Pamela.
No.
I think you might think that's a cool name by then. And we have boxes of clothes stashed in the attic marked for Bonnie's daughter, because we've saved all of Bonnie's special outfits that we really like for her future daughter if she decides to have one. But also she's told me that she thinks it's painful, so she might not have one. Pamela, is it painful?
I'm going to adopt one.
You're going to adopt a little girl?
Pamela's had three. Is it painful?
Well, yes. I thought...
My mom gives me nightmares. She says it's the worst pain in the world.
Well, I was back in the hippie days, so I was... When your daddy was born, I was determined to give a natural birth. And so I had to go into this deep state of meditation to get through it all.
And there were sitars playing and flower petals and incense.
But I did a good job. And yes, it was painful. But it was worth it.
I didn't know that. You never got
an epidural, just with me?
You were born completely natural.
Bonnie's ready for a pot pie. Okay. We'll end it. Pamela, though, we have to figure out something to play in the closing of this. So tell us some of your favorite bands growing up.
All right. Well, my first concert was Black Oak, Arkansas. Jim Bandit, my first album was Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiny Tim,
and that was an ironic name because that guy was like a gigantism dude, right? He was like 7 foot tall.
That sounds like a little tiniest horse ever. Tiny Tim.
When we go for the pot pie.
He was, yeah. Listen back, guys. Look up our Great State Fair of Oklahoma episode, and Bonnie sees the world's smallest horse, Tiny Tim.
His name is Tim.
But when...
I think I might have a baby boy. His name would be Tim.
Timala.
No, Timothin.
That's cool.
Pamothy. No. Okay. Didn't Tiny Tim also sing like, oh, didn't he have a high voice?
Yes. Yeah. Tip, tip.
So it was double ironic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and
man, that's
I
weird.
Don't know what there was to really like about him or his music, but he was freaky looking. He might have been the first Marilyn Manson or something.
Oh, tiptoe from the garden, by the garden, on the willow tree, come tiptoe through the tulip with me.
When I came into my own and was a younger woman, or even teenager, my favorite bands were Journey, Yes, Foreigner, Kansas, Styx.
Nice. That was a run of great album cover bands. Every one of the, look up each of those bands' album covers, and the art was just truly original, handcrafted.
Neil Diamond?
I bet Pamela didn't like Neil Diamond because her mom liked Neil Diamond.
Mimi made me go to Neil Diamond concerts. Because she
wanted to go to them, and you need to take her to.
She would just spend like $500 anytime Neil Diamond come to Oklahoma, and she'd buy up a bunch of tickets and get anybody that would go with her to go.
I was hoping you would have said Zeppelin somewhere in that list.
I definitely, you know, Zeppelin and Black Sabbath were before these bands, but yes, I cut my teeth on Led Zeppelin.
What about Rush?
Rush, it was awesome. I had a cousin who had a higher voice, and I'll always remember him singing the Rush songs.
Bonnie knows a Zeppelin song. Sing it.
What?
Hey, Mama.
Oh. Hey, hey, Mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Banana, na 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 na.
Pamela's over here doing the hippie hippie shade. And Bonnie too.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. And we've had a good day today, and we'll mention in good spirits that Mimi, who had appeared in our last and first relative interview episode, passed away yesterday morning, and we've been spending the day picking out great photos of Mimi and remembering her, and now we're commemorating her daughter by asking her interview questions. So it's a good conclusion to this, so...
Rest in peace, Mimi.
Any closing thoughts, guys?
Thank you for the interview, Bonnie. It wasn't as painful as I thought it'd be.
Yeah, this was...
Thank you for not pretending you're reporting the news.
Like Mimi. Mimi was a showboating. She was...
Well, I'd like to say that my first car was...
Back in my day! She was hamming it up.
The wind's blowing outside this morning.
That's all the entertainment they had back then, was the wind blowing outside. All right. Bonnie's wanting to go get a pot pie, and she can't stop
pot
opening
pie,
up.
Pot pie, pot pie. And I can't stand opening up my slime.
Yep. I've taken the slime bucket away from her multiple times during the podcast, and she's taken it away or taken it back and... That's what all this noise is.
And when you put the slime back in the box.
Pamela's showing off that she knows how to play with young kid toys now. The fart bucket.
They probably had Flarp when she was a kid, actually.
They had Silly Putty. That was the best they could do back then. And then that got commandeered for World War I because they needed the rubber for tires.
But all right. This is a special flarp because this one is glittery and it smells good.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what Bonnie's added to it? She always adds extra ingredients to her slimes.
No.
Okay, we gotta let them all go, and we'll end with maybe another... Pamela, what song should we end this podcast with? We'll play it right now. We'll edit out your thinking.
Well, you might have a large edit. A song we're playing for this podcast. I think Bonnie and I jamming out to Bad Reputation in the car is just some of the most fun I've had.
What song is
My Reputation?
Is that a KJ103 song?
Bad Reputation. You and me, baby.
Wait, hang on.
No, Big Reputation. We don't have... I got my word wrong. It's Big Reputation, isn't it?
Big Reputation. Ooh, you and me got big reputations. And you heard about me. Ooh, I got some big enemies. Big Reputation. Big Reputation. We tried to forget it, but